The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our weekday podcast is brought to you by CommBank, committed to being a better bank. Find out more at combank.com.au/better.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Larissa Moore, filling in for Kate Watson. It's Wednesday, the 11th of September. In your Squiz today, Trump fires National Security Advisor, the UK Parliament is officially prorogued, the Sunshine Coast bushfire may have been deliberately lit, and a couple of eye-catching ads. This is your Squiz today. President Trump is on the lookout for his fourth national security advisor since coming to office. In news overnight, John Bolton was either asked to resign, which is Trump's version, or he offered to resign, which is Bolton's version.
As we know of people who leave Donald Trump's orbit, there's usually a few versions of the story about yes. How that actually happened. But yes, national security advisor John Bolton, who's known as a bit of a policy hawk, particularly Trump, has said that Bolton had never seen a war he didn't like. He is departing the White House. He, of course, is known to have had very strong views about pushing Trump into conflict with Iran, particularly in the last piece of time, but also very strong issues on things like Afghanistan and North Korea.
Yeah, so it's happening at a time when there are some pretty high pressure situations with both of those countries. Let's start with Afghanistan.
So as you might remember, on Sunday, Donald Trump was to have some secret talks with the Taliban and with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, and he pulled the pin on that via Twitter, saying that given that the Taliban had claimed responsibility for a suicide bombing attack in Kabul last week that claimed 12 lives, including a US soldier, that those were talks that he didn't want to proceed with. Given today is the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks.
Yeah.
Some people thought that might be really about the optics, but those talks would get back on track. So it was interesting yesterday that Trump had said that those negotiations are dead.
And what's the latest with North Korea?
So talks there about North Korea's denuclearization process have stalled. You might remember, too, there Trump made that very grand gesture of visiting North Korea and walking across the line, shaking hands with Kim Jong-un. The idea being it was a good thing to try and get talks back on track, and that really hasn't happened. It was June that Trump visited, so a bit of time has passed. So it was warmly welcomed yesterday when officials from North Korea said that they really were keen to re-engage with the US about those talks. And then just 2 hours later, it launched a short-range missile test into the Sea of Japan. So a bit of a roller coaster there. Yeah. North Korea has been conducting tests of late, about 10 since May. So yeah, certainly very difficult issues, both of those.
Still overseas, it was a pretty hectic last day of school for UK MPs before Parliament was prorogued. There were signs, there were songs, and Boris Johnson's sixth parliamentary defeat in 6 days. What's the latest, Claire?
So Parliament has been prorogued, which we like saying. Prorogued,
I do like
is
saying
such a
that.
Nice word, which is another word for suspended, basically. They're now off on a 5-week break. That's Boris Johnson's doing. Really, to wrap up what has been a particularly tumultuous 10 days or so, the plan that the opposition parties put in place to stop a no-deal Brexit is through. That's all done and dusted. Johnson was unable to do anything about that. Another defeat that Johnson suffered yesterday is that internal communications with his team amongst the government about what no deal Brexit meant are set to be published, and you know, who knows what might come out of that.
And in this 5 weeks, Boris Johnson will continue to try to negotiate with the European Union. Back home now, more than 100 fires are still burning on the East Coast, with residents in affected areas continuing to be evacuated. Claire, it's now suspected that the bushfire on the Sunshine Coast may have been deliberately lit.
A group of teenagers are being questioned about that. That's particularly disappointing. Probably the only good news is that reports yesterday that 10 homes had been lost in Perugian has been downgraded to at least one. And if you're anywhere near a newspaper today, The Australian has an incredible picture of exactly the amazing work that firefighters did to save homes on Perugian Beach. It's a stunning image and really well worth a look.
Allegations against disgraced Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein were brought to light in an explosive expose by New York Times reporters Jodi Kantor and Megan Toohey in 2017. The two are now releasing a book called She Said.
Yeah, and that got a fair bit of airplay yesterday. Yeah. Some revelations there, including that Weinstein's brother had actually confronted him in the years before all of that so-called misbehaviour has been put to air and well and truly understood by people. Also that Gwyneth Paltrow played quite a role in briefing the journalists and also verifying various facts and being a bit of a link to other actresses in Hollywood for them to tell their story. So it's really that story behind the story. Weinstein is still facing criminal trials on that sexual assault, rape and other allegations.
In sport now, and the Australian basketball team is having a dream qualifying run at the FIBA Championships in China. The Boomers are unbeaten in five matches so far, with wins over teams like France and Canada. They're into the final eight, and if they can beat the Czech Republic tonight, it'll be their first time into the semi-finals, where they'll take on either Spain or Poland. Our three-minute squiz this week is with one pretty inspirational lady. Tell us about Annabelle Chauncey.
She is an incredible woman, as you say. She, at 21 years old, started a foundation to support education in Uganda. It's a foundation called Schools for Life. She's a very keen squizzer and she, of course, spends her time between Australia and Uganda, so she really uses the squiz to keep up on things in her busy life when she's overseas and travelling and doing all of that. So that's pretty exciting. And her stories of exactly why she's interested in Uganda and the effect that they're having for the better there is really inspirational.
Thought we'd finish up on some lighthearted news, Claire. You've got a link in the email to a pretty epic political candidate ad. We had some fun yesterday trying to storyboard some potential ads for Australian pollies, but we're not going to get into that today.
Not in that light. It's a good link to click on and you'll know what we mean.
Yeah, definitely check that out. And on ads, if you're a fan of haunted houses, you should get yourself to South Australia.
Yeah, the best haunted house, it looks like, in South Australia is for sale. So an auction's coming up soon. Definitely have a look at that.
Take note, if you're going to inspect it, it advises brave people only, leave the kids at home or keep them supervised and watch the steps.
Which is just the sort of home you want to buy, really, I would assume.
Totally. It's your forever home right there.
That's right.
What's the subject line today?
I've gone with a Wings song. You're too young to know who Wings are. Wings is the band yes. that Linda and Paul McCartney had after the Beatles. And I've taken a lyric from With a Little Luck. The lyric is, we can make this whole damn thing work out. There's a few things going on today that need working out. But I was thinking particularly there about Afghanistan and North Korea. But, yeah, fires, I mean, you could apply it to so many things.
Before we head off, we've hit a bit of a milestone with the podcast, 2 million listens.
Amazing.
It is amazing. I feel like I'm absolutely stealing Kate's thunder here, but what can I say? It happened on my watch. Sorry, Kate.
Yeah, particularly with this being your penultimate podcast.
Correct.
With Kate back by the end of the week. So, no, well done. I'm putting that down, Larissa, to that crossing of that threshold to your no. co-hosting over the last 10 days or so.
It's absolutely a huge effort from you and Kate. So it's very exciting that we have clicked over to that 2 million listens. That's all from us today. If you are one of those 2 million listens, thank you very much. And if you enjoy it, please continue to tell your friends about it. Have a wonderful Wednesday and we will talk to you tomorrow.
The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesquiz.com.au.